The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Patricia Anasio, Ph.D. NerveGen brings advanced imaging to planned NVG-291 trials. A partnership will allow NerveGen to use Amica's proprietary biomarker imaging technology to precisely measure changes in the brain and spinal cord in its upcoming clinical trials, including a study of NVG-291 in people with multiple sclerosis. NerveGen plans to initiate Phase 1b/2 trials into its lead candidate for neural repair in MS patients and in people with spinal cord injury next year. A Phase 1/2a trial is also planned for Alzheimer's disease. We are very excited to apply Amica's advanced imaging technology to assess the biological activity of NVG-291 in clinical trials. Daniel Michal, MD, PhD, Chief Medical Officer of NerveGen, said in a press release, NVG-291 is an investigational peptide, or a small protein, designed to stimulate nerve regeneration by modulating the activity of the protein thyrosine phosphatase, or PTP-sigma, a receptor of nerve cells that blocks nerve regeneration following tissue damage. PTP-sigma receptors have been shown to halt the repair of nerve cells following an injury, either caused by a disease like MS or as a result of trauma, such as a spinal cord injury. The compound has shown promising preclinical results in animal models of MS, promoting the regeneration of damaged nerves and boosting remyelination, the restoration of the fatty myelin coating surrounding nerve fibers, which is lost in MS. In animal studies, NGV-291 has shown a multimodal mechanism of action, including enhancement of axonal regeneration, neuroplasticity, and remyelination, reflecting its ability to repair the damaged nervous system, Michal said. A Phase 1 clinical trial taking place in Australia is currently investigating the safety and pharmacokinetics of NVG-291 in a group of healthy volunteers. Participants are receiving one of six ascending doses of the therapy to determine NVG-291's best therapeutic dose. Top-line data are expected by year's end on this phase, at which point NerveGen anticipates advancing into the study's multiple ascending dose part. Should the Phase 1 data be positive, the company plans to launch two Phase 1b/2 clinical trials, one in people with MS and another in those with spinal cord injury, as well as a trial in Alzheimer's patients. All will apply Amica's imaging technology to assess the effectiveness of NVG-291. We are very excited to be a part of the development of NerveGen's drug, whose novel mechanism of action suggests it could make an enormous difference for patients who have experienced nervous system damage, said Jean-René Belanger, CEO of Amica. Amica's technology combines artificial intelligence and free water diffusion imaging to obtain detailed images of the brain's white matter, where most of myelin is located and which is the prime target of immune system attacks in MS. This technology allows clinicians to determine the degree of myelin loss. Amica's imaging technology allows the very precise measurement of changes to the brain and spinal cord to detect precisely where and how a therapeutic is having its effect, said Paul Brennan, president and CEO of NerveGen. Incorporating Amica's imaging technology in our clinical trials will nicely complement other outcome measures, including changes in clinical function and fluid biomarkers, to strengthen the evidence supporting that NVG-291 can also repair nervous system damage in humans, Michal added. The two Canadian companies are also submitting research grants to combine their technologies in preclinical and clinical studies into nervous system conditions. Recently, we have also worked closely together on several grant applications to various agencies, including the U.S. Department of Defense. We are immensely impressed with the Amica team and their technology, and believe that this partnership will result in a robust and data-rich clinical trial program, Brennan said. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by John Connor, Fall Down, Get Up Again. Party on, dude, but I'm still blaming the dog. It was my birthday last Friday. No cards, please. It's far too late. Anyway, considering the world's supply chain disruption, I'd be well on the way to my next by the time it arrived. Just a small social gathering of immediate family. Six of us demolished 150 quids. That's English argot for sterling, worth of Thai takeout, with nary a grain of black rice left. Usually that amount should defeat us. It's easy to see why it's our fave establishment. My sister-in-law had kindly made me a lemon drizzle cake. It was covered by a few candles, and I even had the energy to blow them out. Then I remembered that we had the perfect liqueur to accompany it. Homemade Italian limoncello. A present from my wife's cousin for looking after his dog, Dexter. He had gone off to visit his husband's Italian family and gave it to us on his return. It is delicious, but also deliciously overproof. I was in bed way after my normal bedtime, but that made no difference to the metronome in my new multiple sclerosis routine. No matter how bad the hangover the next morning, it's back to 9 a.m., and my wife Jane's new role as Sergeant Major, yelling at me to get up. Amazing, because I'm pretty sure she downed one of them thar limoncellos. Awake, 9 a.m. for pills, 10 a.m. for ablutions, shower. 11 a.m., cares, put in wheelchair, lymphedema wraps applied. I may be occasionally exhausted by this relentless routine, but at least my family isn't. Little time to recover, as we were soon off to our next social gathering, this one miles away from us. We live on the very outskirts of South London, so far south that south of us, the green fields start. This was a return to the north of the river where, coincidentally, Jane grew up. Luckily, I was still in contact with a cab driver who was happy to take us. All London black cabs are wheelchair accessible, and his was also the latest bigger model. My powered chair is a monster. This was a wonderful gathering of friends and family built around a salida, a traditional Scottish dance party. Young and old learned how to reel, and everyone danced except me. I was invited to have a go, but I figured that I might take out a few ankles, especially as, by this time, I'd certainly be defined as a drunk driver. Incidentally, in the UK, if you're caught over the limit on a public sidewalk in a powered chair, you will lose your driving license. I've never heard of it being enforced, but it's a sobering fact. Perhaps I was informed of that during my chair induction lesson. Next morning, it was up and at 'em again. This is no life for an MS party animal.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.